This is an iHeart podcast.
On a Monday. Yes, it's me. Yes, I'm back. Stop yelling at me. There's no more travel. I couldn't do anything about the travel we just had. Well, no, there's no more travel till like Thanksgiving, okay? I'll be right here entertaining the masses every single night. Stop yelling. I'm back. It's a Medal of Honor Monday tonight. We might be going into a nuclear war. That's actually not that bad of a thing. I'll explain why. Hold on, Chris. I'll explain why. I'll explain to you why Joe Biden isn't going to run in 2024. Why it's a good thing to make these communists eat their own policies. It's already working on Eric Adams in New York. And we're going to talk about why people rejected the latest gay movie. How ghoulish everyone is. Dr. Fauci's net worth. We might even bring up Puerto Rico. After all, me and Joe were raised politically Puerto Rican.
And so I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically.
What does that mean? No one even knows what that means. What is Puerto Rican politically? Anyway, all that and more coming up tonight on The Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to, well, all of it, and I'll give you an update on where I was and what I did. I was in New York City, of course, breaking bread with the folks at WOR and hanging out with Radio Suits. Look, doing things famous, important authors do. I'll give you an update on all that in like 10 minutes from now before I get to that. Headline. Biden sounds uncertain about 2024. Should Democrats believe him? What's going on? Well, this is something you probably get. We've talked about it before, but let's have this conversation again. Remember, if you only think about politics in the context of individuals, this individual you love, this individual you hate, you can't possibly understand what is going on, what is happening in the country, and frankly, in the world, definitely the Western world right now. So many people, when they think about American politics, and maybe this is you, and if it's you, you got to make some changes, right? Because it's easy to fall into this trap. So many people think about Trump good, Biden bad, and that's their politics, right? And look, I'm not saying don't love Donald Trump. Love him. I'm not saying don't hate Joe Biden. I despise the freaking guy. I think he's a monster, an absolute dirtball, the most divisive president ever. Just an absolute jerk. Been a jerk for it. So yeah, I get it. I get it. But if you only look at politics through that lens, you miss the greater forces that are at work right now. What has happened in America? Let's do a broad thing and then we'll narrow it down. What has happened in America broadly? Well, what happened was we had a bunch of communist subversives come into our country. This goes all the way back to the 1920s and 30s. Communist subversives coming into the country. Of course, they started getting involved in the schools, in journalism, in colleges, everything you'd think, right? Slowly but surely, they chipped away at America's institutions. And they were outsiders for the longest time. Because remember, America, land of the free, we hate communism. We hate all that filth. And Americans are proud of America. Americans love the country. So if you're somebody whose base ideology is America sucks, it should burn to ash, it's hard to get a hold. It's hard to get a foothold in a society. So it took them a very long time. But to their credit, they were very diligent about it. They were very diligent. They never stopped. They had setbacks along the way, sure, but they never stopped. They kept going and kept going and kept going. And they really, really focused on America's education system. They understood then and now, they understood that was the key. Take the kids. Take the kids. And soon, we began raising entire generations of Americans who didn't have any love of the country. Many of them hated the country, but many just didn't have any love of it. They don't pay any mind to it. And They took over the elite universities. It's one thing for them to take over Pima Community College. It's another thing for them to take over Harvard. Why? The next president comes from Harvard. The next CEO of Goldman Sachs comes from Harvard. That's where the leaders of society come from, for better or worse. It's obviously for worse. I hate it. I hate it, but that's the way it is. Eventually, it took decades. Remember, what's happened now has taken decades. But eventually now, the anti-Americans, the communist subversives, even many of them, they don't realize that's what they are, but that's what they are. Eventually, they have taken over every cultural institution. All of them. It goes way beyond the Democratic Party. It's the Democratic Party. It's half the Republican Party. It's the entire administrative state, the whole education system, the corporate world, the finance world, the entertainment. They took over sports. Eventually, they took over all of it. So now what has happened, because these people, you have to understand, even these high-up rich elites, they feed off of each other and they work together so much better than we do. So much better than we do. It just comes naturally to them. You're more of an individual thinker. I'm more of an individual thinker. I don't care what Chris's opinion is on something. I mean, not that I don't care. That's not true. But it's unless he convinces me, I'm not going to change mine. Not just to get along. He wouldn't do the same for me. Right? That's how you are. That's what we believe. They don't do that. So because we have mob thinking and it's anti-American mob thinking as the heads of all of our cultural institutions, what we have now, it's something, to be frank with you, I don't know if we can overcome. I don't know how we overcome it. But what we have now is the leaders of our society hate it and they're trying to bring it to its knees. Now, you can have differences in philosophy. Where should taxes be? What should the corporate tax rate? Should we have this regulated or not regulated? You can have minor ideological arguments, as Republicans and Democrats have for the longest time. That's something that's fine. That's the norm. Nations go through that. But when you have, I don't even know what to call it, anti-patriotism. I don't even know if that's a word. Definitely anti-Americanism is. When you have that as the leading philosophy in a nation, I don't know how you overcome it. And that's where we are. The leaders of our society, they don't think our society is worth saving. Certainly not worth improving. And look, go sit down. Go sit down. Your favorite running back. Go sit down. Your favorite running back. The CEO of Nike. Joe Biden. And the college professor from Yale. Go sit all of those guys down. And the movie producer who's going to go to that he's going to make that next movie. Go sit all those guys down in a room and hook them up to a lie detector test and ask each and every one of those people, what do you think about America? Is America great or does America suck? Is America an evil, racist, misogynistic place or a wonderful land of the free? And their answers would horrify you. They all think the place sucks. They all think it's a wretched place. So what does this have to do with Joe Biden and not running? The governing philosophy now of the system, all that is what I call the system. The governing philosophy of the system is America needs to be knocked down. That's what they believe. And they will only serve that purpose. They will only be loyal and enable and fund people who also serve that purpose. There's no loyalty in what you have done. It's what you're going to do. Joe Biden has been an incredible benefit to the system to that end, up to this point. Up to this point in time, he has been as nasty and divisive. His DOJ, his FBI, they have attacked his political enemies. He has enriched his friends in big pharma and finance and other places exponentially. Up to this point in time, he has been a very useful, good boy, even though he was raised Puerto Rican.
And so I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically.
Even though he was raised Puerto Rican, He's been very, very useful to that. But, and remember, nothing you say before the but matters, but have you seen the polls? Have you seen the disapproval rating? You understand, people get pessimistic and they think we're not going to win very many seats in the midterms. They think I'm going to have to shave in that mustache. Remember, I have to shave in a mustache if they don't lose at least 40 seats. Joe Biden's approval rating is so bad, it might be 60 seats. It might be 70 seats. Joe Biden has ceased becoming useful to the system. Joe Biden isn't going to run in 2024, not just because his brain is scrambled eggs, Puerto Rican scrambled eggs, but scrambled eggs. Joe Biden is not going to run because the system isn't going to allow Joe Biden to run. Once you cease being useful, you are cast aside. Now, let's have a talk. I'm going to give you an update on where I was as a world-famous author. It was New York City. I'll tell you what I was doing. Did I enjoy myself? You bet I did. Did I see plenty of dangerous things? Yep. Debating with the wife. Should we bring the kids there? Because you know I've loved it for a long time. I will tell you, I wouldn't walk around New York City unless I had something to protect myself. Something legal. Always make sure you're legal. Always make sure you have something on your person to protect yourself with. Whether you're in New York City or Boise, Idaho. You know a hero gun is a non-lethal gun? The hero arrow is the same thing. It's non-lethal. So that person in your life, I don't like guns. Or maybe that's you. Fine. Get a hero gun. Doesn't require a concealed carry permit. It will stop a bad man in his tracks. It'll save your life, the life of the person you love the most. Go to hero2020.com, code Jesse, get you a special discount. State restrictions may apply. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't forget, it's Medal of Honor Monday. About 45 minutes from now, we got a doozy of a Medal of Honor. We may even do a little bit of history. Not a bunch. You may do a little history when it comes to what's surrounding that. All right. So I do owe you an explanation because I was gone. And again, remember, I'm done being gone. I know that was a couple weekends, like almost in a row. None of it was, look, I wasn't on vacation, okay? None of this was for funsies, which I'm about to go into. It was all radio suit stuff. It was all stuff I had to do, but there's nothing else on the schedule. I'm good to go. You're going to hear my voice every day until Thanksgiving. Then I'm going to go not eat turkey, but we're not going into that right now. Now, I saw this today, and it goes along perfectly with the trip I just had. New York to ban the sale of all gas-powered new cars by 2035 to benefit disadvantaged communities follows California's lead. Okay, I was in New York City. Let's have a chat. One, I still had a blast. Yes, I did. But the first night we were there, just stay with me for a second. I'm going somewhere with this. First night we were there, we had Bucks, you know, my buddy Buck of Clay and Buck, obviously. But we had Buck Sexton's engagement party. And it was at this, you should have seen. Oh, you know what? I have an axe to grind. I can't wait till someone sends this to Buck. So Buck had this engagement party at this fancy, fancy racket and tennis club place. The place requires a tie. Requires. They're not asking. You walk in. It requires a tie. When Buck texted me about it this couple months ago, he's like, hey, I really want you to come. You know, I said, of course I'll come. And then he texted where it was and the dress code stuff. I said, Buck, I don't think I should be there. Dude, this is me. Here, I don't think I belong in high society. Can we do this in the Bronx somewhere? This is not. But anyway, he has it in this fancy tennis club. Well, we show up. We fly in. We land like 2 hours before this thing starts. And of course, we get stuck in New York traffic heading down to the hotel. Long story short, we don't have any time to eat. I'm starving by the time I get there. I text Buck and I say, is there food? Please tell me there's some food. Buck's like, oh, yeah, there's going to be all kinds of food, hors d'oeuvres and things like that. I show up. It was the smallest portions I've ever seen in my entire life. Chris, they had crab cakes. Now, when I say crab cakes, I realize you're Jewish, so you can't eat crab cakes, but you at least know what a crab cake looks like, right? You've seen a crab cake? Yeah, exactly right. That's the size, right? The crab cakes were the same diameter of a quarter, maybe. And I walk into this place and I'm starving to death. Now, there was an open bar. So in the open bar had Jim Beam. Apparently, I was the only one drinking Jim Beam there. I don't know what's wrong with these people, but they start handing these things out. Well, I'm talking to Radio Suits and I'm talking to Buck and all my friends there. And I'm starving so much and this food is not filling me up. So I decide I'm going to start taking more than one. All right, more than one as they come by. The wife's right there staring daggers through me. They brought bacon-wrapped shrimp and I was starving. I had to have a couple bacon. Anyway. So we go to this fancy party. It was fun. But I was starving by the time we left. And this will all come back to politics in a minute. You're just going to have to hang with me. Afterwards, the party's finally over. You can loosen the tie or take the tie off. Everyone decides, hey, let's go down to a pub, have a couple beers. Me, Buck, and Clay are hanging out. It's fun. We're having a blast. We go down to this pub. I'm about dead from hunger. Whatever starvation is, you've seen those people who are starving with the flies on their face. The flies were basically starting to land on my face. That's what was happening right now. So I walk in. Keep in mind, the engagement party was like 3 hours long, if I remember right. You know me. I don't mind going to hang with my friends in a party. My battery doesn't last forever in social situations like that. I'm having a blast. By the time it's done, not only am I hungry, and I need a minute to myself. So we go to this pub and everyone packs in there and everyone's having fun. I order a cheeseburger and fries instead of a cocktail. And then when the cheeseburger and fries shows up, I take my plate. I go to the only corner of the pub where there's nobody, and I go sit down all by myself with my back to the party so I'm not noticed, and I eat my cheeseburger and fries. What, Chris? I was sitting down, Chris. I know I'm freakishly tall, but I've told you before I should have been a spy. People think, Jess, you couldn't be a spy. You're 6'8". They don't remember that I'm like a shadow when I want to be. What's that movie where the guy calls himself White Shadow? That's what I am. Shadow Jesse. Anyway. This brings me to my point. New York to ban the sale of all gas-powered new cars. Do you know how much my cheeseburger and fries was at a pub? Nothing fancy. It wasn't a brie cheese or something. It was just a cheeseburger and fries. Do you have any idea how much it was? $26 for a cheeseburger and fries. What, Chris? Chris is going to lose it. We may lose Chris to cardiac arrest as I go over the prices. Chris, that isn't even the worst story I have yet. What'd you say? There was no drink. There were no sides. It was a cheeseburger and fries for $26. But that is actually not the worst of it. You want to hear something worse? Because I'm thinking about this headline about banning gas-powered cars and banning natural gas hookups. Chris, you may go down. Actually, Michael, I need you to be right by the microphone when I tell Chris this next part because we're going to lose him. We're going to need a defibrillator or whatever to shock Chris back into consciousness. I'll tell you that in just a moment. Before I tell you that, let me tell you this really quickly. The economy sucks. That's not news. You know all that. It's easy when things are expensive, like $26 cheeseburgers. It's easy to get selfish. I know I do. I'm not pointing fingers. I know I do. It's human nature. We have to remember there are always people out there hurting worse than we are during these times. Look, you're mad about grocery prices. I'm mad about grocery prices. Think what it's like for the Gold Star widow whose NYPD husband got killed in the line of duty. Now she's a single income, single mother. Tunnel to Towers is coming alongside widows and orphans and helping them. They're asking you and me for $11 a month. Go to T2T.org and give today.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the
It is
juice.
The Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Oh my gosh, it's so good to be back. It's so good to be. I'll finish my New York story here in just a quick second. Just wanted to keep you updated. You know, as not only a world famous author, but a journalist, it's my job to keep you abreast of the issues and the latest and greatest. Joe Biden spoke today to Puerto Rico. Speaking of New York, Joe Biden had this to say.
Minnesota, Texas, to help however they can. And New York sent not only a congresswoman, one of the most congresswomen in the Congress, but a state troopers and emergency responders.
What does he say? Not only the Congress. You know what I like about Joe's dementia? What I like about it is, he doesn't finish sentences. He can't finish thoughts because they escape him. But he's learned, at least at this point in time in his advanced age, you just keep moving on and just kind of slur everything together. I just said a congressman to anyone. I love American cheese. All right, let me finish my New York story. So Chris asked about the fancy party. And he said, so far there were crab cakes and shrimp. Is there anything Jews can eat there? Yes, there was. You people can eat prime rib, right? You people can eat prime rib. There was a prime rib carving station. In Buck's defense, there was a prime rib carving station, but they sliced off these little mini pieces of prime rib and threw them on these hard pieces of bread. Don't get me wrong. I ate like 25 of them, but I didn't love it. What, Chris? Was it tapas? What is that, Mexican for appetizers or something, right? So yeah, anyway. So this is coming back to my point about New York banning gas-powered cars. Next day, get up. I go down to grab a breakfast bagel for myself and the wife. She wanted one with cream cheese. I'm not going into that. But I wanted a bacon, egg, and cheese one like an American. But I go down to this bagel place. It was $16 for a bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast bagel. $16. And then don't you dare make fun of me. Remember, the email address is jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The wife wanted me to take her to a musical that night. I know you're going to find this shocking. I don't like musicals. She wanted to go. I decided I was going to go. So I took her to Chicago, Chris. We went to Chicago. Look, I don't know anything about them. I'd never seen it. I didn't know what it was about. One, it was just as horrible as you can possibly imagine if you don't like musicals like I don't. She thought it was the greatest thing she'd ever seen in her life, and that's what most people said. I'm not pretending I'm the right one to ask. I was miserable from start to finish. But we finished Chicago. We're like 3/4 of a mile from the hotel. We get in one of those bike cabs where the dude's on the bike, and then he's got the 2-seat bench behind him. You've probably seen him in the movies, if not in person before. It was a nice evening. Hop on one of those and go. Chris, we were 3/4 of a mile from the hotel. Do you know how much the cab ride was? I looked when we were almost to the hotel. I should have asked beforehand. It was $7 a minute. $7 a minute. And honestly, okay, so we came back home, but it did occur to me. Like, I look at this ban on gas-powered cars, and they're claiming it's for disadvantaged people because, you know, they always care about disadvantaged people so much. It occurred to me that, yes, obviously New York City is still fun, and I'll admit, I still love it. Still had a smile on my face. Great trip. New York City is rapidly becoming a place you have to be wealthy to enjoy. And isn't that what they're doing everywhere? They're doing it everywhere. Because what is the future going to look like? So they're attacking meat. Don't eat meat. Get a bug burger. Don't eat meat. Do you really think rich people are going to not eat meat? Do you think they're not going to ever go out to a place and get a steak? You think they're not going to get burger? No, they are. They'll just be the only ones because they'll be the only ones who can afford it. New York's going to ban the sale of all gas-powered cars by 2035. Aha, woohoo, we'll save Mother Earth. Do you really think the Manhattan finance executive in his 65th story penthouse, do you think he's not going to have a $500,000 Lamborghini that he drives with his model girlfriend on the weekend? Of course he's going to have one. You know who's not going to have one? You. Oh, we need to ban this and ban that. No. They're banning all of it for you. They themselves, they're not banning any of that. What they're doing is they're denying access to that to you. That's what New York City is the best example of that in the country. It just hit me over the weekend. I was looking, don't make fun of me. I was looking at the credit card statement, right? Figuring out exactly how much we spent there and whatnot. And it was staggering. And it's not like we did anything that fancy, right? I'm not buying our diamond earrings or something like that. We weren't staying in a penthouse. We were in a normal hotel room. I think it was a Marriott. And the bill for the weekend, it looked like I'd done a week at like Virginia Beach or something like that. That's what it looked like. What they're doing with Chris, you would have really lost it. Here, I got the hotel bill because I got checking out, getting the bill. You had what the hotel room costs, but the room costs like $100 more a night than the actual room costs because there was like a 14% state tax and like a 10% city tax, and then flat fees here and flat fees there. And what you've done is you've taken the greatest city in America and you've made it inaccessible to anyone but rich people. And right now, I would guess you probably have to be upper middle class to have a great time in New York. Soon, that'll just be rich, and then it'll be the uber rich, and people simply won't go because they can't afford it. That's reality of what's happening right now. And it's way beyond New York. This is what's happening way beyond the borders of even just America. This is what's happening in the Western world as the elites with no loyalty to their nation, as we've already talked about, as they begin to acquire more power for themselves and they wage an all-out assault on every part of your life. They're not ending these things. They're ending these things for you. And all the while, they're acting like they care about the poor. Here's Dome.
It is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making.
And so women.
Absolutely. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity.
Giving resources. By the way, that's her discussing hurricane relief. She's discussing federal hurricane relief, and she's acting as if she's out there giving to the poor. Each and everything these people do, it is all designed to take away the things they're always going to have access to, to take them away from you. I hate these people. I do. That is why I despise these people. All right. Now, before we get to why nuclear war is actually, there are some real benefits. What, Chris? We can have honest conversations. And we have Medal of Honor Monday like 15 minutes from now and a lot more. We're going to have, we're going to do a little self-help session. This is going to be extremely beneficial for every single person listening to the sound of my voice. Before we do that, I wanted to do this because I got an email and well, here's what it is. Jesse, this isn't meant to be read on air, but you can if you want. Couple shows ago, you talked about an organization that helped scared mothers with free sonograms for $28. I was listening at work. I couldn't write it down. I'd like to donate. His name is Chad. Okay, that organization is called Preborn. And here's what they do. Planned Parenthood and groups like that, they aggressively, on social media and otherwise, they aggressively market to young women. And so many of these women who go through with an abortion, they're scared and they don't think they have options. What Preborn does is they set up shop in front of these places. It's all legal. And they simply let women know, come on, come get an ultrasound so you can see your baby. And they do it at no charge. It's free. It's free. Hey, come get a free ultrasound. And do you know the percentages of women who choose life in that situation? The number is staggering. It's over 90%. Once they see that, they don't go through with it. That ultrasound costs $28. $28 saves a life. For $140, you save five of them. Do it. Do it now. Dial #250 and say baby. Or you can go online if you want. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. $28 saves a life. Put your money where your morals are.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I did not realize how much we still have to do. I should probably pick up the pace, but I'm not going to. Chris, when you're a world famous author, you have to understand that you have to do things as the creative inspiration comes to you. That's how we authors do it. All right. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats. Well, we still have to get to hurricane stuff. Medal of Honor Monday's 10 minutes from now. I don't think nuclear war. I don't think it's all bad. I don't think it's all bad. We'll talk about that. Apparently, there's some new LGBTQ Air Force movie that bombed at the box office, and now they're all mad about it. We're talking about Fauci and his net worth. We'll get to emails. We have a lot to come. Before I get to this, I'm going to do a little self-help thing here, but I'm going to self-help you first. Two self-help things. First one. Everyone's complaining about prices, and I understand that. It's hard right now. Who do you have your cell phone with? Because I talk to you a lot about Pure Talk. All the time I talk to you about Pure Talk. And I tell you, their CEO is a veteran. Their customer service is based in America. And when you talk to them, you actually get to speak to an American who speaks English. It's very refreshing. You know all that. I don't talk as much about the money. You know the average family saves $900 a year? For a family of four, our cell phone bill got cut in half when we switched to Pure Talk. Ah, but Jesse, it'll be a huge pain. You can keep the phone you have now. Keep the phone number. It takes less than 10 minutes, and then they'll just mail you something. You pop it in, and you're done. It's nothing. Plus, Verizon, AT&T, Mobile, on top of charging you too much, they hate your freaking guts. They hate your values. Pure Talk has a deal right now, too. From your cell phone. Pick it up. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month on top of all the other savings. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. That's PSA number one. Here's PSA number two. I just felt the need. Look, that was a lot of New York is too expensive talk. I felt the need to get something off my chest because this has been grinding at me lately. Jesse. Actually, this one's titled The Mighty Jesse, which I like that. I'm a big fan of that, Chris. Quit looking at me like that.
You know, freedom is not free.
The other day, I heard an 11-year-old speak on your show. Listening, I couldn't believe he was only 11. As I am sure you do, I contact my representatives regularly to inform them of the mistakes they are making. Being from the People's Republic of New Jersey, as you no doubt believe, they couldn't care less of my concerns. Communists don't. However, when speaking to the adults answering the phones, I couldn't believe the amount of ums, ahs, and numerous likes. It was very frustrating. The educational system failed many, but not your 11-year-old caller. By the way, there are no Republicans in New Jersey. They are just little less communist leftists. Says his name is Steve. Okay, one, that's not true, Steve. That's not true. North Jersey and South Jersey are like two totally different states. Yeah, it's hard to find a Republican in North Jersey. Some of the most bloodthirsty Republicans I've ever met in my life are from South Jersey. That's one. Two, let's talk about this because you say the education system failed many. And this is something that drives me crazy too. You talk to people on the phone, you're ordering food in person. You see people, Chris, pull up that audio we have of LaToya Ravenow, the Disney chick. She might be the worst, one of the worst ones I've ever heard in my life. People cannot communicate. People cannot communicate. But why? We say it's the education system. Why? We don't teach it. You have it, Chris? Play it.
I worked at small studios most of my career, and I'd heard, you know, hear whispers. Like, I'd heard things like, oh, you know, they won't let you show this at a Disney show. And I'm like, okay. So I was a little, like, sus when I started. But then my experience was bafflingly the opposite of what I had heard. The showrunners were super welcoming. Meredith Roberts and, like, our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda. And so, like, I feel like I felt like it was, I mean, like, maybe.
Okay, Chris,
it was,
you can stop.
Way.
I let that play for about 30 seconds. I may have missed one or two. I counted 10 likes. 10 likes. Setting aside the fact that she's a vile communist pushing degeneracy on your kids. 10 likes. Why? Two reasons. Really, one overarching reason. We as parents, we aren't as purposeful as we should be teaching our children to communicate. And I understand that is much more difficult this day and age when there are so many devices out there. Look, this weekend, I've got a 13-year-old who's about to be 14. My in-laws are in town. Say a prayer for me. No, I'm kidding. My in-laws are in town. He wanted to they're generally not allowed technology during the week. We'll allow them technology time during the weekend. He wanted to be on his phone. We were out on the back porch with the in-laws. I took his phone away from him, put it inside. He was, of course, mad. He's a teenager. He's fine. Don't get me wrong. He didn't sass me or anything like that, but he's mad. And I pulled him inside and I said, listen, I didn't do that to be a jerk or because I care that you're texting your buddies or something like that. That's fine. I get it. I did that because you must learn how to communicate with other people. And in this day and age, unless you're purposeful about it, you don't have to do it. And parents don't teach their kids this. Your children, from an extremely early age, your children should be ordering for themselves at restaurants. Do you know that? From the time my kids could talk, Chris said 5 or 6. Yeah, that's about the time I made my kids order for themselves. No, I want a cheeseburger. No, that's rude. Speak up. Nope, don't look down. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Look that waiter or waitress in the eye. Yes, sir. No, ma'am. Ketchup, please. I'd like this on the side. You look them in the eye and learn to speak. We have to be more purposeful about teaching children in this day and age to communicate. Unless we force them to do it, They don't have to do it. And you can simply retreat to social media or your phone or you've seen it. I've done it. You've probably done it. You'll sit in a room with people and no one's talking. Everyone's on their devices. And I'm not being one of these old fuddy-duddies complaining about that. I understand society's changed. Technology's changed. But that means there are times we do it in our house. Everyone's phone. Here, everyone's phone. There's the drawer. Bloop. In goes the phone. Drawer closes. Now it's just you and me. Now we have to talk. Communication is taught, and no one knows how to do it anymore. We must teach it. If we don't teach it, the future generations won't know it. There, that was Grandpa Jesse back in my day. All right, it's Medal of Honor Monday time. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.